Sometimes it feels like the news is full of things that have never happened before. And that is not exactly true. In fact, it may have happened this very week, hundreds or thousands of years ago. I'm Sally Helm, host of the podcast History This Week from the History Channel. Trade embargoes? Thomas Jefferson tried them. Rent too high? We've been arguing about that for a while. Each episode is proof. The past isn't that far away. Listen to History This Week, available now on Apple, Spotify, or wherever you get your podcasts.
Now it is time to ask the CLO, our chief love officer and birthday boy, Steve Harvey. Ready, birthday boy? Here we go. This is from Janice in Ontario. Janice writes, I'm sharing a home with my twin, and she's on a dating site. Last year, she dated several men, and she had sex with all of them in the bedroom next to mine. I think it's disgusting, but it's her room and half of her house. What can I do to stop this? She wants it done.
Y'all twin. If you can't stop it, what you want us to do? Y'all been together since the get-go. If she ain't listening to you, we can't help. I don't know. Next question, Shirley.
All right. Moving on to Glenn and Raleigh. Glenn writes, my wife sleeps in pajamas, a robe, her bonnet, earplugs, and an eye mask. It's like I'm in bed with my grandma and she's only 32. How do I politely tell her this is not sexy? Not at all.
Ooh. She know it ain't sexy. She's trying not to have sex. Mm. And so she got on that wall bonnet and all that tactical gear. You ain't gonna be able to cut through that robe, that bonnet, get the drawstring untied, slip them pajama off. Then you gotta get that eye mask out the way. She probably got on them hunting socks. You know, it just...
That's the only thing you did. Yeah. You go to bed in PJs and a robe? You right. Take your robe off, then you get in the bed with your PJs.
Girl,
and
yeah,
she's 32. Yeah.
Just a sweat box.
Yeah. It's two people on this show that can't sleep in nothing.
Menopause, girl, what you got on these clothes on?
Yeah, bro, it ain't nothing. How do you tell her that ain't sexy? She know that ain't sexy, dog. Y'all got a deeper problem than that. She don't want you.
She's only 32.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
He's got to say something, though, Steve. Because their marriage is in trouble otherwise, right?
She don't want him touching her.
That's it. That's the deeper problem.
You got on all that armor?
Yeah, robe and PJ. Wow. Okay.
You got on a whole hiking outfit.
Yeah. There she is.
She coming to bed looking like them monks that's walking across the country.
Yes. Bless their heart. All right, moving on to Kat in Detroit. You said you can't. Kat in Detroit writes, my little dog had a big accident in my boyfriend's back seat, and it was a sticky, stinky mess. My boyfriend wasn't mad at first, but when he got the car cleaned, he expected me to give him his $118 back. I think that's ridiculous. Do I have to pay him back?
Well,
you can help them.
Y'all tripping. I'm going to gladly get this 118 so we can get the dog mess out my back seat.
Yeah.
I don't know. Yeah. First of all, I got news for you. I got news for you.
What?
Your dog is not getting in my car no more.
Yeah. Okay.
You know, that's a one word you need to teach dogs early.
What?
Stay. And then drive off.
See, wait. And leave the dog?
The dog?
Yeah, because he in the back seat, just blowing up the back seat. That's not going to happen again. They got cages. We'll be back.
Oh. Mm-hmm.
In the cage till we come back.
To the carrier.
Nah, man. The 118, These dudes is different nowadays, man. So, like, you know, you're going to make the girl pay the $118? These young men are different now. They have no sense of... It's not her fault. It's her dog, but it wasn't her fault. Nobody put him back there to do that. And so I don't...
Are they going to last?
No, they ain't going to make it.
Doesn't seem like it.
Some dog poop is finna break y'all up. $118 is finna break. Y'all can't get married because it's way too much poop coming your way. It ain't going to be out the dog either.
What's happening?
Way too much coming your way.
What is your birthday now? So you just say whatever again?
What is going on?
It's a lot of poop coming y'all's way, and it ain't going to be coming out the dog either. So
you said
y'all
that might already. Well
break up now.
Stop
break
saying
up
that.
Now. Save yourself.
All right. Last one, Steve. Last one. This is from Balboa in Chesterfield. Balboa writes, I have man boobs now, and my wife loves to pull on them and make jokes. She wouldn't like it if I poked on her fat tummy and I pulled her back fat. How do I get her to stop?
Ooh.
Wow.
Poke her in her stomach and pull on that back fat. That'll do it.
Oh, she'll be so mad.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
It will be a big argument for sure.
Yeah. Is there something you can do about man boobs, though? Can you exercise them away?
Can you do something about back fat?
Probably.
Oh, I'm asking. Okay. Well, touchy-touchy. Yeah.
Do we have a situation?
Is there
at
something
the house?
You need to tell us, Tommy?
Can you do something about back fat?
I mean, he fired.
Can you do something about back fat?
All right.
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah. Okay, wow. Shut the room down.
Yeah.
Did we trigger something?
Yes. Sit up, Tommy. Sit up.
Hey, have y'all seen, this pastor online? Black dude, beard, got a blue dress on.
With heels.
Yeah, I saw it.
Yeah, I saw that.
Yeah, I saw that.
And the dress is real tight.
I immediately turned, though. I kept swiping.
Dog, I'm sitting up here going, hold up, man. What's happening with the church now?
It's just like everything else, Steve. The whole world is crazy. Everybody's crazy. This is just...
They ain't working.
Madness.
But, man, they got a church with where these two dudes is married, and the pastor's husband is the first husband of the church.
Yeah.
You're listening to the Steve Harvey Morning Show.
Hey, what's up, flies? This is David Spade.
Dana Carvey.
Look, I know we never actually left, but I'll just say it. We are back with another season of Fly on the Wall.
Every episode, including ones with guests, will now be on video. Every Thursday, you'll hear us and see us chatting with big name celebrities.
And every Monday, you're stuck with just me and Dana. We react to news, what's trending, viral clips.
Follow and listen to Fly on the Wall everywhere you get your podcasts.